sister.
To enthuse about a specific topic, not realizing that most people listening will fail to understand it. That's a geek out. This is the show, the Geek Out Show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Geek Out Show. This is episode 229. It's been a very long time since we recorded, probably since I want to say August or something like that. So it's been a really long time since we did a regular episode. With me tonight, we have my co-host, we have Ordering Toys, Heath.
Hey, guys.
And Christian Ghost.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
And as you guys can see, my backdrop is different, and the shop is open, guys.
Nice. Congratulations, brother.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. I'm pretty excited about that. First time podcasting over here. Hopefully, you know, it looks okay. Hopefully it sounds okay. If not, just there's going to definitely be some growing pains. And shout out to Mark. Mark asked us to do the old intro. I know that he said that he likes the old intro better, so that's why I did the retro, old school original intro tonight.
It's a good one. I mean, it's classic. And, I mean, the new one, the custom, is awesome. But sometimes you want that that good old feeling.
It's definitely not a bad one. I like it. I dig it a lot, except the person who made it did something very similar for their own podcast. And I'm just like, bro, what? And it's like, after like they made it for me for like, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years now that I've had it, then all of a sudden, like, they're going to change their intro and make it very similar to ours. Yeah. And I'm just like, that's why I talked to Mark on getting us the other one, which is his definitely isn't bad, but I'm just like, I need some new flavor, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta change it up.
Yeah.
And then sometimes you just, it's like, what? Why would you infringe on something you've already done?
Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me tonight. And it's gonna be a little bit different. We're not gonna cover, or we're probably gonna cover most subjects, but probably not get deep into them. Honestly, it is just to catch up and then kind of go over a little bit of Legion's Con, and I'm pretty sure that all the other podcasts have covered the releases and everything like that, but we're going to give our take on how our experience was and what we liked, what we didn't like, what we would change, this and that, all that other stuff. And Heath, I know you didn't get to go with us, but I'm pretty sure you have something to say.
I mean, like always, everything I saw as far as the coverage goes and, you know, the things that were showed off, the customizing, it looks like it was just another, you know, knocked out of the ballpark by the Four Horsemen Studios. Those guys definitely have a great fan base. The customizing community built around it, I think, is one of the, I think it's one of the most creative, while also somehow just being able to. What's that?
Oh, my mom. She's in the chat.
Oh, right on. But I mean, I think they're so creative, and it's such a great community around there. And I'm interested in seeing how the community grows now that they've brought in, you know, or grows over the next couple of years, knowing they've brought in Mythic Legions. But without being there, it looks like it was a great time. And, you know, you guys got to torture a European with very distinctive flavorings.
Yeah, that was all Matt, dude. That was definitely all Matt who did that. And not that it was terrible, but those chips, the limon ones, are very acidic. So shout out to Emil, always being open to trying new flavors and new snacks from the Americas. And he said that he was going to have some stuff next year. Good thing. More than likely, I won't be there. So just breaking news, Gil probably isn't going to be going. I'm going to be saving up doing a big family trip in the summer. So can't afford all the vacations, guys. Sorry. So if I can, I'll go, and more than likely I'm not though.
Well, hey man, you gotta prioritize correctly. And
yeah, definitely. Family first always.
Oh, absolutely.
Family first always. Christian, this was your first year over at Legion's Con. Come on, man. Let us know what happened. How was it for you? What'd you like? What'd you didn't like?
Oh man, I loved it. It was almost like a little bit too overwhelming. Just
what's up, Archie?
What's up, Archie? Yeah. So, just the amount of talent that's in that whole room is just crazy, man. And it's like you can walk through there several times and miss a bunch of stuff that like, you know, because either they got sold or, you know, something else, you know, they didn't put it out, or they waited to put it out later and stuff. You know, some people showed up late and put their stuff out later and stuff like that. So, but man, it's just the amount of customizing and just everything that has to do with accessories, clothing, anything you want to do with your figures, dioramas, everything. They had it all there, man. Much more. It just was a lot of stuff. And like I said, it was a little overwhelming for me just because it's just the amount of talent and stuff that's out there just to look at. You know, you could, if you don't know what you're going for or whatever, you can sit there and stare at, you know, at a certain area for several hours or so, you know, just looking at all the things that people put together and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, it was good, man. I enjoyed it, man. And I'm looking forward to going back next Legion's Con. And I might even have my wife join me this time because she's she knows a little bit about painting, and you know, and she went to art school for, you know, her main thing is sculpting and stuff like that. So, so she might do some things too. So, so yeah. So I'm trying to get her involved in that as well and stuff like that. And so, but yeah, I mean, just the amount of stuff, and then just the people there is just like are so welcoming and stuff like that. You know, nobody was beefing with anybody. Everybody was cool and stuff like that. So it was good, man. I enjoyed it a lot.
First Legion's Con is always overwhelming. You'll do better next one.
Yeah.
Tackle the tables each day. That's very true. Definitely like what Art just said. It's a lot to take in. It being just like during setup, everyone's setting up and stuff like that, trying to take it all in. 2 days, you know, you think that that's plenty of time, and it's honestly not. Just talking with everybody, catching up with everybody, everything like that. You could try to come up with a game plan. You definitely can. It's always best to do that for any con. Legion's Con isn't any different. However, we all know that the horsemen are different than anybody else, and they're going to throw a wrench into everybody's, you know, schedule or plans or whatever. Because, like, honestly, I didn't really have much plans of going to the horseman table as early as I did, which we didn't even go early at all. I think it was maybe like 1 or 2 or something like that. And then it was like a little bit after everybody started pulling out the Valiant Knight, and we were like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And like we started fucking around with it. We're like, God damn, like, yo, this is on fire. Holy, like, yo, we got to go get that shit. I forgot who, can't remember who brought it by our booth, and we were just like, yo, let's go. And then like I think it was like me, Jade, somebody else went, and then you guys went right after us, or was that on
the I didn't go until Sunday because
okay,
I initially wasn't going to get it, but then, you know, I saw what it did, and then, you know, also I had a, you know, you gave me the idea on something, so I was like, let me go get one so I can do that. So yeah.
Yo, likewise, Art. Likewise. Like, that shit blew my mind. That's the other thing. It blows my mind, like, when you actually, like, get to, like, meet somebody that, like, RG's been coming on here commenting and this and that. And, like, we've been interacting together, like, on social media and this and that. And then he was right across from us, like, right across the hall. Like, he was in the same area as us. And it was just, like, right diagonal from us, like, holy shit, like, this is, like, so cool. Like, it's, the world is so big, yet, like, the collecting community, especially the Legions community, is so small, but it's strong and it's tight together. And like you said, you know, everybody got along and everything like that. It was just, like, it blew my mind, just, like, oh, shit, like, this person that I've been interacting with for months now is, like, just right there, and they're selling their effects. And, dude, RG's effects are amazing in person. Like, everybody's stuff, like, I just feel like looks amazing in person. Like, he was there, and then Carver was there. Carver had amazing stuff, you know, Brian. And then Seven Amy, they had their customs there. Who else was there? I think like Perry was right next to us.
Yeah.
Crashbox Customs, he was there with the Dios, with this girl. What's that? What you got going on over there? Let me see. Oh, hold on. My bad. I accidentally removed you.
That's something I got from RG.
Damn, that's dope.
Yeah.
And that's lighting up right now?
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, the light up effect on that is just great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art has the same table. Nice. So do we. So yeah, Jeremy already contacted the vendors and like, hey, let's get this thing going for next year. And it's like, dude, 2023 isn't even done yet. When he contacted us, it hadn't even been a month. I think it was just like a week or a week and a half since then. Yeah. Since we were back. And then he's all like, yo, what's up? And it's just like, yeah, sign us the fuck up. Yeah. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. Heath, maybe you could go and take my place if you want to.
We'll see what's going down. No promises. I'm totally interested in going. It's just with it. Like I said, I really like what they do. I think they make some of the best detailed figures. It's just not my thing. And just dedicating that much time and energy is just not my wheelhouse right now. But, you know, I've got some stuff going on right now. So, you know, maybe next year that'll be passed. And I will have the extra money just to even for it not being, you know, high up on the priority list.
So what I'm hearing is that we're going to have to send you a figure to make you fall in love, and you're going to have to figure it the fuck out.
Hey,
that's,
man,
what I'm hearing.
Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, I love the Goblin army builder that I have. And yeah, you don't have to send me anything, but I do like what I have, and I do like what I've seen from them.
Gotcha. So this is the latest wave that was announced over there at G-Con. Which that was pretty cool too. We got to sit in on that. Christian, were you able to sit on that? Or
We went in there in the end. Because they kept talking about it in the other podcast that this year, since they had it in the big room, you know, they were allowing, you know, pretty much anybody that was there to go in this time because, you know, they had so much room. So it wasn't like you could only be invited and stuff like that. And I think he said from past. Yeah, and I think from now on it's going to be like that since they have the big room and stuff like that, you know. Who can go in there can be in there. So, yeah, I got to see, like, the tail end of what they revealed and stuff like that.
I think you flew in while G-Con was going on.
Yeah, I landed right as soon as it kind of pretty much started.
Okay, yeah, that's what happened. I went to go pick you up.
Yeah.
So from this wave, I got to say the standouts are definitely the female barbarian. It's my number one out of this, and then a close number two is the bear. I don't have all the names. Bodvar is the bear, so I'm gonna definitely need two of him. That's without a doubt. And then again, shout out to Trevor, 1-6 shooter.
Those are great amazing shots.
Atlas, he's very cool. Could kind of do without. I don't know, maybe it's me because I'm not like a huge person for barbarians. I know that Jade, our local, our resident barbarian, he's very infatuated with them. Umbra, the dark unicorn, very cool.
I love this one. That's one of my top ones.
Is it? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. That does look cool, like the blades and stuff like that. And I think while we were talking about it when it was revealed, it would be kind of cool to put a skeleton on there.
Mm.
And just like it's been impaled.
Yeah.
Keith, do any of them catch your eyes? Oh, my bad.
No, obviously the bear, I think, is like just one of the like cooler designs. You know, just in like that animal skull. I love the unicorn. I didn't realize it was quote unquote dark unicorn, but you know, with it being darker, I just like, okay, I love that one because most of the time you see unicorns very colorful, white generally. Mm-hmm. So just to have that that conflict of the black and the reds, I mean, like, yeah, why not? The one that I really liked was the four-armed, like armored assassin looking one. I thought that was like one of my favorite designs that came out of this one. Obviously, goblins and all that good stuff. The Minotaur was pretty cool.
Let me try to find the forearm. There he goes.
Yes, I mean, I love this. Definitely
this.
Oh, yeah,
that was the name, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, what is it called?
Dispatar.
Oh, nice. I mean, it definitely, like, looking at it, kind of has that, you know, Middle Eastern, you know, armor look to it. Then, you know, the... Oh, I didn't...
Dude, that's fucking wild.
You didn't realize the scorpion tail?
No, I did not. Okay, I love this. You did? Oh,
dude, that's what, like...
Yeah,
made me kind of like fall in love with it. I would say like
this is the first time I'm seeing it from the back.
Yeah, that is too.
Yeah, definitely, this is gonna be a pickup for me.
Look at that scorpion too. Got the barb.
Now is this a male or female figure?
I don't think it's.
I think it's just
male or female. Yeah, I think it's just a like creature. Androgynous. Yeah. Just,
yeah. I mean, even, I'm not being sexist or anything like that. I was like, oh, man, this is a female I'm not picking up. I'm just like, when you look at this, you know, obviously with a lot of creatures, I'm not sure about scorpions, but, you know, if this is the male, are they going to do a female version of this that's going to be bigger with, you know, more exotic tail?
Hold on. There we go. I wanted to get the unmasked head sculpt right there.
Oh, yeah, that's sweet. I love the blues and the greens, obviously.
Yeah. And then... we got the green fire right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be cool.
Yeah, that's
so awesome. This one is definitely a standout. I think most of the wave, like to be honest, this talks to me more than Necronominus did. Not that it was like bad; it just wasn't for me. I'm not a huge skeleton fan.
Yeah,
that's just me. Here goes the weapons packs.
Was that the wave with the dragon guy in it?
No, that was Poxus.
Yeah. Okay, Poxus. I was like, oh man, I thought Poxus was a cool overall look.
Minotaur was cool. I don't know. I'm just not the biggest fan. Maybe because I wanted like a different snarling, angry type of head sculpt. And then I'm not a huge fan of that weapon. Like, I know that we've had it before. It's just repainted. Not that it's bad, but just meh.
Yeah.
This
guy
here. Did you
guys ever see that movie? It was one of the, you know, kind of stylized, people versus Olympic gods type thing that came out, I want to say, in like the early teens with Mickey Rourke. I can't remember who was
that. I never watched that.
Every time I see like a giant hammer like that with some big creature, it always makes me go back to that film where they have this traitor that they're like, you know, it's cool you want to be a traitor and everything and join us, but we don't respect you. And I mean, essentially, they just whack him off in the old genitalia with some giant hammer. For some reason,
whack him off,
in
huh?
my mind,
with a hammer.
It's like, hey, we appreciate you switching over. We'll give you gold. We'll give you fame, but you're not going to reproduce and bring down our, you know, bloodline with your terrible, cowardly ways.
That's
funny. Yes. I can't believe I forgot about this. This is just amazing. I love this.
This looks cool. It shares a lot of the same parts as the Monkey King, which I know that Christian isn't the biggest fan of. I think because it's a little bit too much going on around in the waist area, kind of like the deluxe Oleg Daigar, where it kind of comes apart fairly easily with not doing like that much, you know, like moving forward, moving back, or anything like that. It just kind of falls apart and separates there in the middle. You come in. No, I'm not. Go for it. Just some guys over here at the warehouse. but yeah, I mean, overall, this wave speaks to me a lot more than Necronominus did, and I'm a lot more excited. And yeah, this, I don't know why. Neve, she's gorgeous, man, to me. She's beautiful. Like, look at that.
Now, is that just photography, or is that like an actual option with the figure? Can you actually put, you know, little arrows off into it?
I'm not 100% sure. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's asked that yet.
I mean, either way, it's still a great-looking figure. It's a great-looking accessory, but when you see that, it's like...
Oh, you can.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, look at that.
I'm not a fan of this helm in general, and especially on her. I think she looks better unhelmeted. That's just me.
Well,
so it looks like you're going to be able to port in the arrows. Oh, look, and then do different colors.
Oh, sweet. So that's a baseline Templar helmet, right?
Yes.
It's just like, you add a little extra to it and make it a little bit more, but just I wouldn't put that design with this character personally.
I think their thing behind it is that since she's a barbarian and they don't really use a lot of armor, it's probably something that she just picked up along her travels, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Just throws it on for battle. Her pauldrons are cool. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, overall, really happy with this wave. I would give it like a Scapular. Very cool. Love that they're doing a 2.0. Way more details, intricate designs, and all that stuff. Very cool. Like I said, not that much into skeletons, but this has cloth goods, so that's awesome.
Yeah, I like the other look for them.
Oh shit! I completely forgot about that. And shout out to the Legion Slayer guys, because it's kind of like a, well, it's not kind of, it is a tribute.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm gonna show. There we go.
There it is. This that's the one I like. That's what sold me on it.
It is definitely much like a deluxe figure, because you get the two different looks. So you get the full on robes. This shield, I don't think we've ever gotten before. I might be wrong. The head we've gotten a bunch of times. This face mask is cool. Different pauldrons we've never got before. This, I'm not sure. The spear, I don't think we've ever gotten it. At least not with the tip.
Yeah.
Throwing knives is cool. This, the gourd, I think we've gotten before, especially with the Monkey King. This, I'm not sure. This we have. And then all the different hands, which is cool, because for either look, whether you want to go, you know.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Definitely getting a bang for your buck there.
That's really cool. I love the mask. I hadn't seen that part of it. I'd seen just the base, but yeah, the extras there really bring that alive.
Yeah.
So with this guy, I know that some people are kind of up in arms, I think, because of, if I'm not mistaken, they don't like all the armor. I don't know. It's cool. Atlas is cool. I don't like that helmet. I'm not a huge fan of that helmet. yeah, I like his other head. I like his civilian head, his unhelmeted head.
Yeah.
And I like it. I like the armored up look. Just there's some cooler, you know, characters. I think this speaks to me a little bit more. Neve definitely speaks to me more. The bear speaks to me a lot more as well. They would all be purchases. No. I don't know about that. And then,
okay, now I want customizers to buy like a dozen of these things and just go Care Bear it up.
Christian sold you on it, huh?
There's already people who's already going to make Winnie the Pooh with it. So
really? Oh, yeah, that kind of makes sense, because I think, I don't know who does the Winnie the Pooh tributes, but somebody does like the tribute figures.
Yeah.
From Wolf King Customs. I think it's over at their booth. The thing that I like, you can have it with the saddle, which, you know, I'm cool with, but I'm definitely going to have it no saddle, no nothing. Angry face, snarling, because God of War, Loki, his son, Atreus. So Atreus, Loki, whatever you want to call him, he could transform into a bear. He could transform into several different animal forms during the game. There's a wolf. There's a stag, falcon, wolf, or did I say wolf? I don't know. But bear. Bear is the strongest form that he has. And there's a cool fight where it's the two of them taking on some Valkyries at the same time. And, you know, Loki, Atreus, is in his bear form. And he's, like, standing over Kratos. And I just think that's really fucking cool. So I want to kind of recreate that image, photo photography-like, and definitely get this bear. And I don't know. I was talking to one of the customers over here. He's super into mythics and stuff like that too. He's saying like, oh, I hope that we get a black bear and we also get a polar bear, and maybe they could do this and do that. And I'm like, yeah, I think they could. It'd be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. They also need
repurpose it, repaint it. What's up, Matt?
Right there with you, Matt. Once you were on here.
Where else are you gonna get a bear of that quality for $80?
Nowhere at all. Like that articulated? Fuck no.
No.
I mean, the only thing that's on the market right now that's even similar as far as bears go is the Ursa Major and the third party Ursa Major, but those are bear or werebears. I mean, it's not like something of the same style. I mean, I mean, when you look at bears, that's like the only thing that's comparable on the market.
Yeah, and I think for to get them, you know, already built, I think it's like 50, 60.
Mm-hmm.
So at the all in, I think you get them less than 80. But I mean, even at the con to buy them for 80, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Yeah. But yeah, here, take my money. Just because I'm pretty sure, like, I have a Ursa Major somewhere, but I'm going to do like a, I'm going to do a what you call it, a comparison on height. Mm-hmm. At least I know Sasquatch is pretty close to being the same size as Ursa Major if I can't find it. I could at least do that. Valiant Knight, standout figure. He wasn't exclusive, technically not one, but it was only exclusive to attendees first. So that was cool. Like, attendees got first crack at him. I think the first day they did two only per person. And then the second day they kind of just opened it up and people got very handsy. I was able to secure a few of them. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to say how many, but I secured a few. And then, hey, if you weren't able to get it, I'm sorry. But don't be mad with people that have multiples and if they sell them and if they don't sell them for retail. You guys got to keep in mind, these people are paying to fly or to drive hours to a convention. And this is something that's kind of like a little treat for them. So don't be upset that you have to wait a couple more months. And if you can't deal with waiting the months, then pay the secondary market value. Simple as that. So I'm not the biggest fan of these helms either. Seems like that's the thing that I keep on harping on. Like, oh, I don't like that helmet. Oh, I don't like that helmet. I threw the Xylonian Guard helmet on. The one with the cross on one side and three or four dots on the other side. I like that one. I think that one's better. And let me see. I think, yep. I sold that one there, but I have the other one right here for sale over here in the shop. So I got my little fodder. Fodder sells people. Ask Christian. He knows. He's seen firsthand. I sold a bunch of fodder. Hey, sold a bunch of fodder over at the.
Oh, Regis, yeah, definitely. That was the hot items right there. Everybody was getting fodder.
Christian, ask Christian. He found selling pieces for $5 each. Each piece of fodder, $5. And I went over there with, like, I don't know. I would say definitely over 100 pieces worth. And I came back with only like 20 or 30 pieces worth.
Yeah.
So sold a nice amount. The other figure that was just announced yesterday, it was teased a few days ago, but it was announced and on sale. I think currently you can still get it. Is the Ghost of Jacob Marley. This is a pass for me. Don't need it, but it's very cool. Not every figure is obscure is for me. Like the Red Death, didn't really do anything for me. Same as this. This is pretty cool. I see a lot of people wanting to turn it into like a pirate, but kind of good on it. Translucent parts is awesome. This is freaky. This is like freakishly huge.
I think that's like, I see the argument against it and the silliness, but I also think it's that ghost part of like, it can do like the freakishly long.
Yes. Yeah. I get that. I definitely do get that.
But do you guys feel like there's a less emphasis or less excitement out of the community on the figure obscura? Because the first couple, I mean, if you weren't there 8 o'clock and then was it 6 o'clock at night, you know, central time, you know, you might be able to get in on Sunday. But I feel like the last couple, like, they're not seeing those blowout sales.
I think maybe it's not the, it's people that are not familiar with the last two. I wonder who
took that photo, Brian.
The last two releases, because
I'll take as an artist, which was him.
Yeah, but I think it's what it is that like I said, it those characters are not familiar to everybody, you know, they're mm-hmm. more literary characters. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't, I mean, not to say that, you know, if you don't read or you're not into literature and stuff like that, then you're not going to know who those characters are exactly.
If you're a dummy, name for you.
So, like, straight up, I feel like if you're a Mythics Legion fan, I'm shocked if you don't at least know, Edgar Allan Poe, especially some of his
stories.
I mean, I figure, like, especially if you're an American, you know, you're going to read some Poe at some point in time in the high school.
Yeah, but I think that they don't really teach you about the Mask of the Red Death. They just do the Raven mostly. Yeah. So it's like they just pay attention to that. And, you know, so, but I mean, I'm a Poe fan. So, you know, I know about some of the different stories and stuff like that. So,
oh, yeah, you know, 7 years at Hot Topic here, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've heard those Hot Topic stories.
Yeah.
Dan's from Dan's Big says that he's going to get him to get the beer. To pair with Kratos. So see,
same I'm not idea.
The only one who thinks that awesome.
If you guys aren't in the know about Dan's Figs, great photographer there. Does great
shots. Absolutely. Yeah. He's a must follow. Pretty much everybody that's on this chat so far is a must follow, I'd say.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, maybe that major reaction guy, but who knows?
Yeah.
Love you, Matt.
I didn't even see this a few was it like 20 minutes ago? He said that it was a blast and he had fun. Can't wait for next year. Definitely, bro.
Yeah.
It was solid. Like he did me a solid and he looked out for the first night because originally I was just going to fly out Friday and then he convinced me to come out Thursday. So I was like, oh, should I change my reservation to take in factor that Thursday? And he's like, oh no, you could just bunk with me. Shout out to that boy for forgetting because he goes, oh, go ahead, check into your room. I'm like, bro, you told me that I could bunk with you tonight. And he's like, really? I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I'm already here in fucking New Jersey. Are you fucking kidding me? So shout out to Matt. Me and Matt shared a bed together.
Nah.
That was fun.
Who big spoon?
He was definitely the big spoon. I was scared because he woke up shirtless. So I was like, what the fuck? I was like, hey, nah, you better fucking put a shirt on when you get in bed with me, boy. Shit.
You sit there like pillow in the middle, like don't cross the line.
For real.
Well, hey guys, I just want to jump in and hijack things for a little bit because I hadn't gotten to talk to you guys in a while, but I've got to go do some dad stuff. I appreciate your time. Love you guys.
Bro. Yeah, man.
Appreciate you coming by. Love you, bro. Later.
See you later, man.
So yeah, we won't be too much longer. We're just actually going to get into like a little bit of fun stuff real quick. That's basically our Legion's Con coverage and stories and all that good stuff. We're going to get into like a few other things here. Like I said, we're going to keep it real fast. It's going to be brief. In comics, Marvel has just revealed the truth of Nightcrawler's parentage. It's now confirmed Mystique is actually Kurt Wagner's father, having used her shapeshifting abilities to become the male and impregnate her longtime partner, Irene Adler, aka Destiny. So this is something that they wanted to do from the very beginning. However, Marvel was like, I don't think we should. So they finally came out and said, yeah, this was the plan all along. It truly wasn't Marvel's, but it was the writers and the creators. So that's cool. You know, as you said, Christian, you know, we were talking in the chat. Mm-hmm. Purists and traditionalists and all that stuff are going to be up in arms. So be it. You know, it is what it is. It doesn't hurt anybody.
And meanwhile, it's
over dumb shit.
Meanwhile, it's the people that created this stuff. They're the ones that wanted to do it since the 80s. So it's like, why?
It's not because it's woke either.
Yeah, because you see all the comments. They're like, I'm tired of all this woke stuff. And it's like, it's not. This is stuff that people were thinking about back then, man.
4 decades ago. So we briefly spoke on it, but the original Pink Ranger, Kimberly Hart, aka Olivia, Amy Jo Johnson, she's doing an Elseworlds story on Power Rangers, a bit different. This is I think, if I'm not mistaken, Olivia Hart, the new Green Ranger, which is going to be the daughter of Tommy Oliver. And Dan Mora is doing the artwork and doing the concept art and stuff like that. My Wi-Fi over here isn't the best at the warehouse. This sucks because it's just spinning. You're seeing this, right? Oh, man. Just going to have to make do, folks. But yeah, I mean, they just have everybody's kind of aged up. All the original Rangers, this is years later. A continuation. It's not really like a, it is an Elseworld, but it's not an Elseworld. So it's like an Elseworld, like it doesn't technically end Boom's canon. However, it's like, what if the Rangers kept on being Rangers all throughout the years and they never lost their powers? So they haven't shown or said anything for as far as Trini. Let me try to exit and go back up in there. Hold on, bro. My bad. Then they show the other Rangers and they're a bit older. I know that they showed like Jason and that shit was like fire. Like he had like a, almost like a nomad look where he had like a cloak, and like the sword like went into like a, what you call it? Dude, come on. Are you kidding me? His sword went into the back, kind of like a He-Man style. Like he had a sheath back there. Mm. Let me see. Why is this acting up? Yo, what's up, Kev? What's happening?
Yeah, what's up?
Just having technical difficulties now all of a sudden. Oh, man, this blows, bro. I don't think I'm going to be able to access my Google Drive. You know, if that was the only thing we were able to do, that's fine. I just wanted to do a check-in and be able to do some of a show just because it's been way too long since we did a normal show.
Yeah.
So I really wanted us to get together and at least do that. Let's put it on their calendars for next week. You know, we'll basically be wrapping it up right now since my Google Drive or our Wi-Fi started acting up right now over here at the shop. But to talk a little bit more about that, Christian, if that's okay with you, we're having our grand opening next Saturday, which is going to be December 9th, and we're going to do like a small little event. Not really sure 100%. Everything, but I was going to do like a giveaway for anybody who stops by and buy something for me. I was going to give them a raffle ticket and then like win. I don't know. I was going to let them pick, probably give like a couple different options, but like value of like $40 or $50, $60 worth of stuff. And then they could kind of like take their pick at what they want. But like, as you can see, like some of my loose stuff is behind me. This is just a fraction of the loose stuff that I have. I could turn my camera around real quick if that's okay with you guys. Let me see what you guys would see. I don't know if you guys could see everything else. My setup.
Yeah.
But yeah, plenty of stuff here. And then I share it with Matt. That's Matt's half. I don't know if he wants me to show it, but I'm going to show it real quick. And then we also have a filing cabinet outside, like right outside of there. You probably can't see it, but or maybe you can. The filing cabinet has our comics, and like they're all alphabetized. And then, you know, there's like just dollar books and then variants and then this and that. So a bunch of different stuff over here, and just I'm really excited, man. And it honestly doesn't feel like working when I'm over here, which is pretty cool. But I'm over here like a lot of fucking hours. Like every day that I have off from my normal job,
yeah,
I'm in here. So like last week that was Thanksgiving, we had Thursday off, but I was in here Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because those were my days off. So and then every day I was doing, you know, close at least 8 hours every day. So, but it was cool. It was fun.
That's good, man. I'm happy for you, man. That things are moving along like you wanted them to.
Hell yeah. What about you, Christian? What you been up to, bro?
Oh, nothing, man. Just, you know, same old since Legion's Con, just the same, you know, just work and pretty much that's it, man. And like I said, I'm, you know, trying to get ready to work on some things. Maybe, you know, I'm going to do some customs. You know, I got some ideas going in my head right now. Just a matter of me getting things together. So, yeah. And like I said, I'm trying to get my wife involved, and she's going to help with some things too. And since she knows about painting and stuff like that, she's going to help out. And you know, she's probably going to make some characters herself and stuff like that. Like if she gets with the, you know, with the sculpting and stuff like that, you know, then, you know, if she does a, you know, she gets a hang of it, then, you know, we can do some things. So, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. But yeah, I mean, pretty much other than that, I mean, that's it, man. Just same old, you know. I can't hear you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, I forgot that I muted myself on the laptop. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You hear me now? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I actually pressed the mute button on my microphone and you can still hear me, which is wild. So I was like, oh, maybe it won't. And then it doesn't. So that's funny. But I could do it from the laptop. Okay. Just making sure. So this is my first time actually using this thing on stream. I've only used it one other time for like a video, but it wasn't during the actual stream. So definitely some trial and error with that. But yeah, I think this will be like a good time to just end it. And then we'll just go over everything else that I had next week, next Sunday. Yeah. And then probably try to do it around the same time. And then I kind of want to keep see if we could do this thing like roughly about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Try to streamline it a little bit.
Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, sounds good.
So we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Thank you, everybody, for stopping by. And until next time, make sure to stay geeked up and geek out. My name is Gil, Black Hole Comics, and my co-host.
Ghost O9.
Check them out on social media.
Yeah, man.
Later. And then go ahead and end it.